We are in the middle of Simin Shin Lamed Vav. Seif Beis. Let us just again start from Seif Beis. Shroshay Ilan Hagdabayim Min Haoretz Shloisha Tvachim. So we have roots of a tree that are higher from the ground, three Tvachim. Also, lihishtamish behem. So these roots have a din of an ilan, and just like it's also lihishtamish beilan, so it's also lihishtamish b'sharoshim, even though the reason is not applicable by sharoshim, because there's no shash, he might tear off the leaves, the peiris, the branches, afal pikein. It has a din of the Elam. Rochais Mikan, but if there is less than Gimel Tzvachim, from the Shairish to the Karke, Mutta Lihishtamish Behem, so then one is permitted to be Mishtamish, the Chikarka Cheshivi. If it is Teich Gimel of the Karkem, so there's a din of Karkem, and there's no Isser of Ishtamshis B'ilam. V'imboim milamayla v'yordim lamato. If we have a Sheirish that started lamayla v'shloisha tvachim, but it bent over, and it is now lemato. B'mokim shegevoyim shloisha asurim. So this place in the Shoyrish that is high three tvachim, that's also. B'mokim she'en gevoyim shloisha mutarim. This is what? No. Each place is a different halacha. Hoyu gevoyim shloisha. If the shayresh has is shloisha for him, v'cholo tachteyim, and there is a cholo underneath the shayresh. Af al pi shemitad echod ein cholo tachteyim, even though one side of the shayresh there is no cholo tachtov, v'arei heim shavim l'oret, and it is the same height of the oret, oseleishev afilu al hashave l'oret. Now before we see the lashon of the Mishnah Brura, in the Perish Chai, Daf 219, he brings the Chemed Moshe, the picture 39, page 219. This is the bottom, picture 39. So he has here two tziyurim, an aleph and a beis. So let us look at the tzir aleph. We will see this aleph really is a shayresh coming from underneath the tree. We see the dotted line that comes up over the ground. But this aleph, we can see as follows. On one side, there is a karke that is shavaloi. That means on one side, it is not lemaila min karke, it is shavala karke. On the other three sides, it is lamaila gimel tvachim, and the same thing is picture based. There he has a branch coming out from the tree, we have a similar case. So that means on one side of the branch, it is the same level of the karka. Then the other three sides, lamayla minatodim lamatom, minatad, on the other three sides, it is lamayla migimel tvachim. But he considers that the side that is next to the mound of earth, that side is flush to the level of the karka. The karka goes up there. So the Mechaber is saying, let's say the vile hispshad. So the Mechaber is saying as follows. So if we have a branch or a shayrish, that the three sides are gimut vachim lemaylo min hakarkem, in one side is shove lekarkem, so we say the whole shayresh or the whole onov is bottled to the three sides. And we consider that the side that is shovel lekarkem is not different than the rest of the other three sides, and it's also lishtamish boy on that side. If we will have a case that will have on two sides, it will be shovel lekarkem. And perhaps to understand this a little better, let us look at picture 34. There we have a case that on two sides it's shovel. Picture 34, 219 on the top. We have here, like there's a ditch in the middle, there's a tree coming out or a sheirish coming out, and on two sides, it is not lemaila min hakarka gimel tvachim. On two sides, it is lemaila min hakarka. So then the din is the chalik, which is shovel the karka, has a din of karka, and one is permitted to be mishtamish. The chalik that is lamayla min karka has a din, that is lamayla min karka, has a din of mechuben also lishtamish. That's how he makes the picture in the Perush Chai. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Steve Cotton, Chav Beis, Hoyu Givoyim, Reitze Leimah, Sha'anofim Yoitim Bitsidoi Shel Ha'ilon Lamato. There are branches that are jutting out from the tree. Umehem Adakarke Yesh Goiva Shloisha Tvochim. And we'll measure the Goiva from the branch to the Karke, so Shloisha Tvochim. And there is a space underneath them. Af al pi shemitad echo, this is the lashon of the Mechaber again. Ein cholol tachteihem. Vareihem shavim la'oret. So let us see the next Mishnah Berurim. Af al pi Shemitzad echod, kigoin shahakalkam hoyogavoya boisaitad. The karke on one side is higher than the rest of the karke. The ein mimeno ad lamailo min ha'onof shir goiva shloisha tvachim. And from the karka to the branch, There's not a shear of a height of Shloisha Tvachim. Now, I think the Mishnah Berurah did not learn like this picture. Because the Mishnah Berurah says we measure from the karka to the onof, and on one side there's less than Gimel Tvachim. So I think the Mishnah Berurah learned pshat as follows. We have a branch coming out of a tree. Here we have a karka. That is, and here we have a hollow. And this is the branch coming out of the tree. So when we will measure from this cock over here to the branch, this I understand very well. So here it's less than Gimel Tvachim. We measure this area, this area, this area. This is, there is a cholol of Gimel Tvachim. So that is what, and the Lashon of the Beis Yosef also would seem like this. The Lashon of the Beis Yosef is, Sheyesh cholol tachteyem, there's a cholol underneath the branch, v'nimsu gevoyim in ha'oretz gimel tvachim, af al pi shemitzidoy echad, from one side of the branch, ein cholol tachteho, there's no space, so it seems the branch is overlapping a chelik of the karka gevoya. So we look at the sides of the branch. I think that is, and I understand this much better. So this is the halacha we were learning till now. So, and the Lashon Mishnah Berurah also seems like that. V'davke mitzad echod, the bottle oisai tad, legabe ha-shloisha tzedodim, Shesham nirim goiva shloisha tvachim. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to say the branch has four sides. One side, the other side, and the bottom, and the front or the top. And the three sides, there's a goiva shloisha tvachim. On one side of the branch, there's no goiva. So we say that this side is not considered as an entity bifnei atzmoi, and we give it a halacha of an onof that samach gimel tvachim. We don't say that. Avol imishnei tzedodim shomim loret. So this would be the case, let us say, like in picture in picture 34, and the way we are saying we have a branch that is over the cholol and is over the two sides. It is over the two. We'll have such a case. And we have a branch going over. So two sides of the branch are samach lekarka. So then the halacha will be. And let us just mention one halacha. We won't go into the diuk of the bir halacha, but let's look at picture 38. 38, he has also a branch going over karka, and he has there three tvachim. In picture 38, he has a branch going over karka, and he has the three tvachim. But if we will look the way he made the three tvachim, there is three tvachim from the top of the branch to the karka, not from the space in between. And the Bir Halacha says this halacha, that you measure from the top of the branch. If from the top of the branch to the karka there are three tvachim, you don't look at the cholo, you look at the top of the branch, so that is considered an entity bifnei atzmoi, and it has a din. There is a din of lamaila min horeb. Okay, now we will learn a new halacha. We finished with the Elon. Now we will start learning about tall grass. Sif Gimel, Muta Leilech Al Gabei Asabim. One is permitted to walk over grass. Bein Lachim, say the grass is wet. Bein Yevashim, it's dry. And what is the chiddush? Shekoyach, you're allowed to walk over grass. The chiddush is, in the process of walking, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, he's explaining it, he's walking barefoot, and the blades of the grass can get caught between his toes, and while walking, he could be tearing out grass. So this is the chiddush. And we'll see later, after he finished his track, he looks at his feet, and my, he has 20 blades of grass between his toes and it connected to his feet. And how did this happen? Because while walking, he tore it off. He was toilish in Shabbos. Rafal Pekin, so that is the Chiddush of the Mechaber, Muta Leilech Al Gabei Asabim, one is permitted to walk over grass, even though it's tall grass, Bein Lachim, say it's wet, Bein Yevashim, say it's dry, Kivin She'enoi Miskaven Litloish. Since he does not have an intent to be toilish the grass, so it's a domo She'enoi Miskaven and it's not a psikreisha. That is the chiddush of the Mechaber. She allowed to walk over grass, even though at the end of your journey you can look at your feet and you can see a lot of blades of grass that you were toilish. Aval Pekin, this is Mutter, because it's a Domo Shani Mistaben, and it's not a secretion to happen. So that's why it's Mutter. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Bein Lachim, Umashme Bigmore Shafilu Imasabim Heim Arukais. It's long blades of grass. Vuhu Hoylech Yochef, and he's walking barefoot. Shasabim regilim liyais nidbokim bekishrei etzboisov. The grass, the blades of grass can get caught between his toes. Afalohi mutter. Why? The lav sikreishu sheyitosh. It's not a sikreishu. It's not muchach to happen. It could happen, but it's not a sikreishu that it will happen.
What?
That I don't know. We'll see. Let's just finish over here. We'll come to later. There's a simon about marbles and carcass. Okay, but let us divide. The lab secret shushi yitolesh. Vilochain. Afilu im yitolesh. Gamkein en isa olom. Shuene mechavilosev. Now, umi kol mokain. We'll see soon. Something very interesting. He walked, and now, good, so he comes and he sees 20 blades of grass stuck to his feet, and then he comes to the Rav, look, I was Mechalu Shabbos, and the Rav tells him, no, don't worry, you ain't a miskaven, and it's mutter, so memele, so no problem, so it's mutter, fine. Lachain, yeah, the Shuain and Mechavelazem, Umikoma came. But when we come back in, im la'acha halichosai, after when he walks over the grass, matzo, im la'acha halichosai, after he walked over the grass, matzo shenidbeku asabim beraglov, bein etzbois of oi almin olov, where shinlam advav sivkot nechav dalav. After he walks, he sees there's grass, Yisrael shelo yitzal kein biyodov. He should be careful that he should not take them off. The asurim betulto mishum mukse. This grass is mukse. The vein hashmoshes hayu mechuborim. As long as he's not metalto them. If he's not metalto them, it's mutam some. If he just pours water, and the water will be successful in accomplishing, that will come off. L'chayre would be mutam, but to take it off with his hands, why? No, the cotton wouldn't help the situation. We can put it in a basin of water, and the glass will come off, hopefully.
Right.
Maybe one is more olol peter than the other. At the chiddush, there's no difference. Maybe if it's very dry, it tears easy. Maybe if it's wet, it tears easier. Yeah. The vein hashmosha is oyum mechuborim. So he's telling us, that means like this, grass theoretically is not mukseh, because behemoths eat grass. But this grass was mechubor vein hashmoshes, so he couldn't give it to a behemoth, so it was hakim mukseh. Now he has mukseh on his feet, so he should be careful not to take it off. But now we'll see the next Mishnah Berurah. Kivin she'enay mechaven, it's a double she'enay miskaven. Ayin bebir halocha she'kosavnu, deheicha da'asabim heim gedoylem. If the grass is tall, yizoyer shelo yorut aleim, he shouldn't run on it, that means running quickly on tall grass is a psikreishe, will tear the grass. That's a yes before about throwing a ball. I don't know. It could be a ball is similar to running. I don't know. The answer, what? I don't know.
I know someone for many years ago. He wanted to become a professional football player.
Yeah, and he practiced on Shabbos.
He said, well, problem with Shabbos, you can't run like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Could be, I don't know, could be. Right, when you kick it also could be the shoe, cleats in the shoe, yeah, that could be. That is a different problem. Yeah. The Amshad Afilu Leilech Aleyem B'Mehera Gam Kein Tzorich Lizoyer. So now we have guidelines that even though one is permitted to walk on grass, and even though there's a possibility through walking on the grass he might tear blades of grass, this is a davar sheni miskaven, and this is permissible. Leidach he said, to run or to walk quickly on tall grass could be is a psikreishem, and this will be awesome. So now, but on kaponim, the mechaber gave a heter. Mechaber said, muta leilech al gabi asabim, Kivin she'enei miskaven litloi shinsi, it's a dover she'enei miskaven, and it's mutal. Avo, but ha'oichlem beginois, people who eat in gardens, asurim lito yedeyim ala asabim, so first he talks about to wash their hands, they're eating in the garden, and they want to wash their hands. And they say, listen, you're washing your hands, and that's maskis roim. You're making the grass grow. I'm not mechaber for that. I just want to wash my hands. So that's what the mechaber is saying. A dovo sheini miskaven does not work all the time. By walking on grass and he tears blades of grass, the adobin sheini miskaven helps. But to wash your hands over grass, so there it will not help. Shemashki moisom. So let's go back to the mechaber. You're not allowed to wash your hands over the grass because you're giving your mashkes zroim, you're adding water to zroim. Ava pisha eino mechavnim, even though I don't have any intent, psikreisho. This is a psikreisho. So it's a psikreisho. That means I'm pouring water over my hands and the water falls on the grass. So this is a psikreisho and this is also. That's exactly right. Zakta mishne brure. Shemashkin oisam. You're giving them water. Vamashke esazroim chayiv mishum zoireya. That is a tilde of zoireya. That means I am assisting, helping the growth of the zroim. The moyel lahatzmiach. You add water to it. You pour water on zroim. It will grow better. One reason. Vegam mishum choyresh. Something very interesting. Absolutely, there's no grass there. But you are softening up the earth, and the melacha of chayesh is the kula of softening the earth. So the Sharetzion says that the dosu asa al chayesh means it's a karke that's oimed lacharishe. That means I have an intent to plow this karke. Nothing's growing yet, but I have an intent to plow, to be chayrish this karke. So pouring water on this karke is a pool of chayrish. Shemerapya karke al yedei halichluach. Psikreishu, this is a psikreishu. That means the Amshesh Layoyel Ligadlom. This will accomplish that it will grow better. Now, before we go further, let us mention one aloche that Tirsha brings in 17. He brings it down in 13. He brings down in 13 a Yireim. The Yireim says that halacha, that if I pour water on zroim, that's Isser de Reis of Mashkin zroim, that is if they're not saturated already. But if they are saturated already, this is a very shchir nikeshaila in Sukkot. In Sukkot, sometimes we have, it was raining and pouring, and a person has a shlak, a person has a roof, and fine, and his sukkah, Baruch Hashem, is dry. Then, Baruch Hashem, it stops raining, he lifts up the shlak, and all of a sudden, you have water that is running down, and could be it's going down on the, so it's going down on the kalka, that there's roim, there. So since the heter is, since this area is saturated already, so I'm not accomplishing anything by adding another 5 ounces of water, so then it is mutter. Here we're speaking about that it didn't rain and it's not saturated, and therefore this is awesome. Agavulche, they bring down here from the Chazon Ish, I don't know if some of my Bismanein, we can also have the same thing. The Chazanish spoke about a person has a sprinkler system. Fine. He put it on before Shabbos, and fine, the sprinkling, Valdik. Now he wants to shut it off. So the Chazanish says as follows, if there are five, what is that called that you turn off? The faucet, this isn't the faucet, the thing you turn it off, the faucet, beggars, yeah, okay, the thing that you turn off, you want it, spout, not a spout, no, spigot? No, the spigot is how you turn it off? I have something. Sports at hand, the lock of air, which makes have a sprinkler system, and I have five spigots. It's called a spigot? No.
Oh, sprinklers.
Yeah, but I want the thing that turns off the sprinklers. Oh, so you have one place that turns them all off, that's no problem. What if you have five places that turns it off in different areas? A valve. Okay, that's a valve.
A handle
valve. Okay, that's it. Yeah, okay, so we have a handle valve that's turning off, and you have five places that you want to turn off the sprinkler. So the Chazanish said, you have a big problem, because when you turn off one valve, so the pressure in the other valves will get stronger, unless you turn off the main valve. But, so he says, but like this, you're making it go strong on the other valves, so that's a shayla of mashkes roim. Unless you turn off the main valve, so then finish, so then... Yeah, okay, but you have to know how much that's, yeah. The warning you put before. Yeah, but that's not your pooler. That's you just directing the water. That means you're not pouring water. You just made an awning, and now that isn't a problem. That's not your maize. The maize is when you do a pool and it goes, now the rain is going by itself. When I lift it up and it falls down, that's called my maize. That pulling down the awning, I don't think is a problem at all. Now when the rain falls, it'll hit the awning and it'll slide down. I don't think that's a problem. Fine. Now, Sikreishu, yeah. V'moichel begino she'ene shalai. Now, so al kaponim, what did we have over here? We had over here that a person is eating in a garden, so he shouldn't wash his hands in the garden, because by washing his hands, he's pouring water directly on the grass, on whatever is growing, and that's a malocha of mashkes roim. We can't say he's not mechaven to do it, because it's a psikresha, it will sicha happen. Ein mechaven is only if sometimes it could happen, sometimes it can happen. Then if I don't even intend to do it, then it's a hetra of ein mechaven. But if I'm standing and washing my hands and the water is running on the grass, and it's sicha will make that the grass should grow better, so that's an issa d'iraisa. So we said if it's mummy saturated already, then it could be mutter. Then I'm not accomplishing anything. Then it would be mutter. If it's saturated already, so I'm not accomplishing anything. Yeah, that mistama, Shchitan is begodim.
Oh,
I don't know if that's shchita. I don't know if the grass I don't know there. I also don't know if it, I mean, we have lachim. You can walk on a sabin lachim. With some kind of psychiatrist, and there's no problem. It seems to walk. Some say to walk. Psychiatrist, it will sicher occur. There's no other possibility. What this pool or what I'm doing now, it will sicher happen. Every circumstance, it could be different. That's what we had before. To walk on grass, it's possible you might tear out some grass. But that is not muchach to happen. So then there's a head of the Rishani Miskaben. I don't even intend. It came out, I did tear out grass, so that's muta. That's a Rishani Miskaben. But something would has to occur, and there the Mishabu said, if you're going to run through tall grass, it will, you'll see a tear out of grass, then that's also. So here we're talking about if I'm washing my hands over grass, it will occur that the thing that is the zroim will grow better. Unless, again, it's if it's mama saturated, right, I'm doing anything. Now, so he says, Vim oichel begino sha'eino shaloi. I'm eating by someone else's garden. V'loy shel odom ha'oyamoy. Not someone, he's his oyem. That means he has no intent, no nichuse to water his grass. Yesh matirim. So there are, this is the shitas ha'oruch, the svira lehum, the kivin, the psikreishe, the loy nichelehum, Shari av lechatchilim. This is the shitas ha'oruch that holds every psikreishim, which I don't have any benefit from what is occurring. There's no issa of a psikreishim, and it is mutter. So mamela like this: by my garden, I wash my hands over the grass, and there was a drought for the last 5 weeks, and it didn't rain, and my grass is very yellow, and I wash my hands. And then after I wash my hands, someone says, you know, you wash it, you know, your grass doesn't get green. I say, oh, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. So that's a psikreishe de nichalei. So that's awesome in our Torah. He's coming, others speak about a goy, he's eating by a goy, but others say he's eating, he's not his friends, he gave him his son, if his grass will get greener, by him always the grass is green on the other side. So he doesn't have any enjoyment, any rotten that Yenim's grass should get greener. So the other holds its mutter. Avlechatrilen. Vahabei poiskim oisrim gambe psikreishe de loinichalei lechatrilen. But there's many poiskim that hold that it's awesome. Vavu besayv simishin chof ayin sham. So memele, so if you're in Yenim's garden, also don't wash your hands. Because it's a substitution. That means, let us talk about a practical case. Let's say someone takes out a basin, he washes his hands, and it could be some water might spritz out from the basin onto the grass. So that's not a psychiatrist. So that's a psychiatrist. That's a normal shiny miscarbon. He was talking about he's washing directly on the grass, which is a psychiatrist. Fine. From the patio to the grass. You didn't do anything. This is going by itself. That's sicher nothing. Until you lift it up, well, the if it's a kayer shiny and it's a grommet, that means the dirshu brings down such a case that, let's say, someone is washing. I remember, there were some bungalows that used to be like this, that the plumbing was not too perfect. And when you used to wash your hands in Shabbos in the sink, So you walked outside, you said there was some holes in the pipes or something, and you could see that a puddle of water is coming out. I watched him in the house, and there's a puddle outside. So this, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, this is a grame in its mutter. It's a clear sheni. That means I poured the water in the sink, and the later went in the clear sheni. That's your case of a patio. It's not my koyach. I put it one place, then it's running on another place, and then eventually it ends up someplace. That is a grame that would be mutter. Okay, so now we have over here, so one should now wash their hands in the garden. Avo, mutter lahatel behem meireglayim, but a person is permitted to be mashkin in the garden, oisha mashkin, she'enom matmichim. This liquid does not enhance the growth of the grass. So memela, so this is mutter. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Meiraglayim lefi sha'azim heim, their asadim mistamem v'sorfin es hazroim umoinem oisam milatmiach. It does not enhance the growth. Perhaps it prevents the growth because of the sharpness of the meiraglayim. Oisha mashkim she'eino matzmichim, ona mashkim da'heinu kigoin yayin, wine, lefishu, what? Raisin wine could be is different. We'll see. Raisin wine, we'll see. There's more problems. We'll come to it. Lefishu az v'chazok, it's strong. V'sayriv gam kein azroim. V'chein shau mashke shahu kein zev. V'kosav avmogin avrom. So what did the Mechaber say? So we have to, let's hold judgment. The Mechaber said, now to wash your hands in the garden. Avul mutter lahatul b'meiraglayim. Oisha mashkim she'eino matmichim. Other liquids which do not enhance the growth of the zroim is mutter. So the Mechaber was matter. Because of Amogin Avram, d'lechatchila roi lizoyer af b'mashkim. The Magen Avraham said one should be nizer b'mashkin. So it would seem the Mishnah Berurah understood the Magen Avraham, because it means you can't know how much it's preventing the tzmicha. Meiraglayim, we know that it doesn't enhance the growth. It prevents the growth. Other mashkin loyli zoyer av b'mashkin, vayim b'loy rabbi shekosav the b'yayin shu chozak, a strong wine, eili zoyer klal, a strong wine zicher will not enhance the growth. Kosav aprima godim, the maid vash, med, v'sheichol, and beer, yesh behemayim, that means they have water in it also. Ubevadai matzmichim, and this zikr will be matzmiach. Oh, very good. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a Teferes Yisrael that says he heard from the scientists that the meraglayim is very good. It's mezabel the karka, it fertilizes. And in Cain, so it's a tilde de chayrish, the kelt. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like this. He says, the Gemara says it's mutter. So the Gemara says it's mutter. So why is it mutter? So why? They have to what? He brings down. Could be other would say the center. That they mentioned the center also as covered abrius, but he doesn't hold of it. He says the Gemara seems So he hears that Eifel Magdamora, there's no problem whatsoever with it. So he doesn't hold of this fertilization. There's a Gemara that says a person's lasse lasse strochov in a plowed field. So there you have gdolim and ktanim and everything, and it seems that you're not fertilizing the karka. If he brings this down in the bir alochim. What? Milk? Milk is it matters how much they dilute it. But I'll compare them. I know, could be milk, could be does help. I don't know. Well?
How strong is the wire? How strong is the wire?
I don't know. He doesn't say if it's a strong wine. I don't know. He doesn't. We don't have. He didn't give us any guidelines over here. Agav Urchem, the Mishnah Brura understood this Mogen Avram. Mogen Avram is machma by other mashkin, and it could be. It is matzmiyach, and he says, but why not? The Chassam Soifer learned pshat in this Mogen Avraham that it's also al tzchoyresh. We learned there's two isurim of pouring water. One, if there's something growing there, so I'm enhancing the growth. Number two, I'm softening the earth with the zamalach of choyresh. So the Chassam Soifer learned pshat in this Mogen Avraham that he said you should be mashke, but you should be machma by all mashkin als chayresh, not als mashke zroin. That's how the Chassam Soifer learned pshat. The Mishnah Berurah seems to didn't have the Chassam Soifer because in Bir Halacha yes the kasha, what's with chayresh? And the Chassam Soifer himself, he says, I hold it's no problem. He says it matters. He says, cold man, it's wet. So it's going to do damage to the zroim. And when it dries up, it didn't do anything. So now it's dried up already. So he holds there's no problem what's up. But he learns the problem is outside. Now let's go a little further. I go, v'lochein, therefore, sister Ramor, ta'im la'achmesh le'lechel beginois. You want to make a kiddush outside, you want to eat outside, you make a tent, gewaldig. But there's a problem. You shouldn't eat in the gardens. Im yishtamish sham imayim. I believe you won't wash directly. The bekayshi yesh li zoresh leiblu shamayim. That means you have a very steady hand and make sure that the glasses are only full halfway, and then so it'll be very difficult to make sure that it won't. The water won't fall on the grass. Well, the table's not a problem. You have a tarp on the ground, and also no problem. Kosavatas, he says there's another problem. The beginum. Sheyesh bo yoser mishiva ma'amo, if you have a garden that is larger than 70 amis by 70 amis. That means, let's say, we'll say an amis 22 inches. And so 70, more than 70 amis to 70 amis. So that is a dahavi kamalis lebahani bo shum heket. There's a meridika halochim. The halacha is if I have an area that's surrounded with mechitzas, so it becomes a rishus hayochid. Like the carry in it, no problem whatsoever. If I have a mokoyim that's not oimed lidirim, that means a yard is oimed lidirim. You do things in a yard. A garden is not oimed lidirim. You don't live in the garden. You have a garden. You grow things in the garden. A garden is not oimed lidirim. So if you have a mechitza around it, It is not called mukif ledirin, and if it's larger than shivim amma by shivim amma, it has a din of a kamlus. You're not allowed to carry. So the Taz says, okay, I have other news for you. If you're going to eat in your garden, so the remorse had a problem, you might spill out some water. So you'll say an AC, you'll get a tarp finished. But there's a Taz, but there's another problem. You're not allowed to carry there. Then if it's a garden, so it's not oimid ledirim, you're not allowed to carry daladamis. Atkan l'shoinay, ulefi zeh afilu beginas chaveira yesh lizoyim. So in beginas chaveira, also one should be nizer, because there's a problem of carrying. Let's just start seeing Dalin. Yesh li zoyim, milahash lich zoyim, b'mokim yiridas gishamim. That means someone wants to throw down seeds in a kalke that is moist. That means, let's say, he has chickens. So he throws down the seeds, and they're going to eat it up. Fine. So, but he's throwing it down on a moist karkim. Now, seeds on a moist karkim, we'll see, can sprout. Now, so yes, if the chickens eat them up, there's no problem. So it matters how many chickens he has and how much he threw down on the ground. So now, yes, Rizis Kshamim means that the karka is moist. These seeds staying in this moist area will sprout. Vimyashlich letarnegoylem, he wants to give to his chickens, lo yashlich ele kishisha yoichlu boi bayoim oile yoimayim. That means he takes a handful, and this handful, he doesn't count the seeds. A handful is good for a day, for 2 days, finished. He takes one handful. So he's throwing it down for the chickens. So in 2 days, it'll be eaten up already. There's no problem, because in 2 days, it won't sprout. But the emu, but what if he threw, he only has two chickens and he has a big handful, and after 2 days there'll still be seeds on the ground, so now he has a problem, because after 3 days it can sprout already. So by throwing the seeds on the moist karkim, there's a shaila of zoreya. But if where he threw the seeds, people walk, so there's also no problem, because the walking will prevent, the walk over, this will prevent the growth of the seeds. The Shane Seifel, it's Moya. It seems somehow it doesn't work like that. Let us see the Mishnah. It's a moist area. Wood in Sham, but I'm Islachin, Kiai Gavna. Shane Seifel, let's make it. They get sourced. They start sprouting. They're cold wood. Schneis and Moisa, but I'm coming to see if you're dollars. Oh, yeah, sure. The Bisman. Could even root in the karkim. Early your mind. This man moves because 2 days lo yitzmachu. The hostling lo yishosha bekarke. Mashenke lo shloisha yomim. It might sprout. The yoysa yitzmachu as roim. Vishaimel mafrei mishum zeireya. Gamelachadei biredeya. Simin reisa de gimel koshir hashroshein lo shloisha yomim. In 3 days it can start rooting already. Veda de mairi de ishlichas as roim bepam achas. The lavochi, so it means he threw it in one shot, so it's not called I'm throwing it for tomorrow. I threw a handful, so there'll be leftover for tomorrow. But for two. He lavochi also hocking the meyachel. But if he throws it 2 times, hey, this is for today chickens and this is for tomorrow, shem shemai. So he made him a Shabbos lechel.
Okay.